Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Episode 14
of Emergency Intercom.
We were really in unison
with
that
We were really in unison with that one.
We're really doing good. Today's good. Let's do our affirmations together. Today's going to be a good day. I'm happy. I am lucky to be alive. I'm happy. Life is a dream. Life is good. We're lucky to be alive. Please. Please work.
Okay, here are my affirmations. My tits are getting smaller. My ass is getting firmer. All the clothes I want on Depop, they're going to DM me and be like, I saw your Instagram, and I'm going to give them to you for free.
Those are really good affirmations, actually.
Thank you. I do it every waking moment. Like, y'all wake up and do it. I do it every waking moment.
Please, please, please. Well, before we get into today's episode, I just wanted to update y'all on something that I briefly spoke about at the very beginning of the last episode. So I mentioned that I have a growth on my face.
Oh my God.
Guys, it's gone. It's fully gone.
Wait, literally, Kai, the second you brought it up, Kai was like, it's probably like an acne cyst that'll just go away.
Yeah, it was like a boil or something under my skin. I literally had boils. Boil. Yeah. But it didn't like surface or anything, which is like the weirdest part.
Sometimes I'll get something like that and it only kind of surfaces because I'm literally destroying and scratching at my face. You have a cat hair on your lip and it's insane. Yeah, it's gone now.
I was leaving it there. I was going to eat it later. But yeah, that's just like a testament to the mind and the body and how it can just heal itself. My mind's not doing such a good job at that. Please let me out of this prison. I'm stuck inside my fucking brain. Like, I went out.
You need to do a psychedelic trip.
No.
Everyone on the internet thinks is like, they're like, I'm so depressed and I hate myself. I think I'm gonna do mushrooms in the woods alone.
I used to think like that. But I'm in such a fragile state with my brain right now that, like, legitimately anything that throws the chemistry off, like, even if I have caffeine, like, I'm sent into a dark, dark place. And it's really not chill.
Dude, I can't imagine caffeine doing that to me. If caffeine did that to me, then y'all would never see me again. I won't say why you would never see me again, but the day I wake up and caffeine doesn't make me feel good...
Infer
where I would go. Since you're giving an update on your body, I'm gonna give an update on my body. I think I mentioned
it's a dream. It's a playground.
Your body is wonderland.
What song is that?
I don't know. It used to play on like the radio.
Yeah.
On like 101.5 Light FM. Delilah.
Delilah's. I think a North Miami thing or something.
I looked it up and that bitch. Oh, actually, I'm so stupid. I was gonna be like, she was on the news, but I'm thinking of Miami news. Dude, Delilah is OG radio host in Florida. She did 101.5 Light FM, and she would just play like all the like oldies. So when I was growing up, I listened to like a lot of music from like the 80s and shit. Because that's the channel I would listen to, and she has the most soothing voice ever. And I actually found out she has 8 kids, and like one of them committed suicide recently, and she wrote a book about it. And her whole thing was, you would call her and like say something bad happening, and she would literally therapize random people on the radio. No wonder I immediately was set off to have depression before I knew it, because I would be going to bed at night listening to someone being like, my wife and me just aren't getting along, I have nothing to look forward to in the morning, and like life is so miserable. So I knew the feeling of dread before I had experienced it, because I was listening to Delilah therapize random
people. You being 4 years old, like mourning other people's relationships.
And then like they start playing It's the Falling in Love by Michael Jackson. I'm like, and I like go to me going to sleep listening to like her and me like, I just hope we fall in love again. And she'll be like, and with that, I have the perfect song for you guys. And then she'd play
it's
like
the Falling in Love.
Fuck, what the fuck was I saying before that?
I was talking about my boil and my body, your update on your body.
And your balls, the update on your balls.
They're absolutely massive right now. They grew overnight. I'm actually super excited about that. Big balls are like a cool thing.
No, I'm trying to think if I had mentioned what is happening to my intestines. I feel like you always talk about being constipated and like being in pain and shit. And I never knew that feeling until...
It's cracked.
Is it? Stop, you're so annoying. It's like dirt. But I never knew what that was like, because I've always had like a beautiful, beautiful stream of poop.
Turds coming out of your colon.
Yeah. I was always just like, I have my morning poops, I got my lunch poop, and I got my dinner poop. Like, it comes in waves, like, through the day.
An absolute dream.
Yeah. And I've always had that until the last month. I think everyone who I know, when we talk about it, everyone's like, yes, it's the prebiotic sodas.
Shut the fuck up.
Like, just stop drinking them. But they taste good, and I like them, and I'm not going to stop. But I have not had a solid shit for the past month. And then yesterday, I hit a breaking point where I was in so much fucking pain, and I came home, and I was stuck in the bathroom.
Yeah, it was hilarious. It's just like, it's awesome watching someone hit rock bottom and finally come to terms with, like, what they're doing to themselves. And you just need to stop drinking those probiotics.
And that's what was the first part of that? What, like,
you hit rock bottom.
No, what about that is fun for you to watch?
I just like watching my friends in pain. I just love watching them suffer.
Literally, as when you were dying on the sidewalk. I found a video, which I literally won't insert because it's like...
It's actually scary.
Dementing. But I found a video of me, like, drunkenly recording Drew with my handy cam, being like, I don't want to take him to the hospital. And, like, I go in close on his face. And he literally looks dead.
No, I think we should insert that clip. Like, legitimately. Yeah.
To the hospital? I mean, we could drive him to the hospital.
No, I'm not going to the hospital.
We could just drive to the hospital. It wouldn't cost $4,000.
The thing is, Mason last night was literally throwing up like 4 times in a row, and we didn't take him to the hospital, so I'm like, why do we have to take Drew to the hospital? Look at him.
He's way worse than Mason. This is like Project X.
Yeah, I know. What if this is like...
I'm literally being a fucking blazing cunt, like a drunk bitch. But it'd just be zooming in on your face and be like, oh, I don't want to go to the hospital. Like, you look dead.
It's terrible.
Also, Elisa coming over and, like, begging to see it immediately. I had told her that 3 hours before that I found that video.
Yeah.
Oh, and then my other update on my body. I'm so sorry. This is, like, no one cares. But I've been biting my nails so hard. And then yesterday, one of my nails broke in half. And I'm in the most pain ever. But because I'm a woman, I can gauge my pain and, like, swallow it and, like, just, like, keep pushing.
No, you can't. Anytime your tummy hurts, you are not brave about it. You are not brave about your tummy hurting.
Okay, because I'm just like prepping y'all for the day. Like, you find out that I'm like passing away from like my stomach lining being destroyed.
No, it's literally like Inyo will eat one fucking chip and then complain. I'm not kidding. 15 seconds later, it's like, oh my God, there's like a brick sitting in my stomach. Like, I've never felt like this in my life. Like, I literally am passing away. Like, I need to stop. Like, I need to just stop everything. And then... she will go back into the kitchen and eat, like, the entire bag of chips and then come into the couch.
Well, because I'm already here. Yeah. Like, I might as well keep going. It tastes good.
It's actually insane that how often Inya complains about her stomach, but I have no fucking
room. Okay,
to
but
talk.
Also, it has gotten better since I started cooking at home. Like, yeah. For the most part, because I find my meals that don't hurt my stomach and I eat them. Yesterday, I don't know why those chips made my stomach hurt, because they really never make my stomach hurt. I think it was because I had no other food in my stomach, and then I came home and fucking swallowed the whole bag and, like, the... like span of a minute.
How is that even possible? You like ate the lining of the bag and everything.
Trust me, this throat
throat goat.
Yeah. Anyways, after Drew's constipation, we wanted to talk about...
I didn't talk about my constipation. Oh. You're moving too quick, girl.
I guess, after Drew's constipation, like, what is this fucking podcast? Like,
so, Enya has troubles with... This is, like, literally just poop joke podcast. Enya has trouble with shitting.
Poop liquid is funny. Shitting. Like,
it is funny, and fart jokes will never not be funny.
Some people are in the business of normalizing, like acne and stuff, and I'm in the business of normalizing poop. Like, girls poop, too.
Wait, do they really?
Yeah. I wasn't kidding. This isn't a bit. Like,
wait, girls actually poop?
Yeah, like, for me, liquid. Liquid ass.
Wait, no.
Right at my butt.
I actually, like, you're lying.
No, I'm not. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Drew, girls poop.
No, they don't.
They do. You've never seen a girl's poop? She's never sent you a pic of her poop? Damn, no girls have liked you.
I'm so sure they should. Please say you're lying. Well, this is a dream.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
You sure? You down to keep going? Yeah.
And you saw tears come to my eyes.
I know. Like, I'm like, are you okay?
No, I'm acting.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you were that good. It just seems like real pain.
I pull from very real places. Very real and dark places.
I hate when I'm standing around with an acting coach and they're like, dude, one time I literally had someone, an acting coach, ask me, imagine like someone who passed away, someone who you loved who passed away. And then I was like, okay, so I'm like sitting there literally thinking about my dead mother. And she's like, who are you thinking about? And I was like, I mind you, I just met this bitch. And I'm like, my mom. And she's like, oh, and how did she die? And like starts like really digging in and like asking me about extreme details of my life. And because I was uncomfortable, I was just like telling her, because I was like, I guess this is like the vulnerable mobility of like acting coaches and classes. And she literally was just like, yes, love that, love it so much.
From your dead mother.
Imagine your last moment seeing her body in one piece. Imagine that. Just think about that. And she was like, was she buried? Or, and I was like, no. Like, dude, the whole thing was very
she was torched.
We torched her like a little flan.
Marshmallow.
Like, no, what are those things you know in the kitchen?
Creme brulee.
Yeah, that's how we did my mom's.
With a butane lighter? Yeah. Oh my god.
With like a dab rig lighter. And then we created resin and took little hits.
Oh my god.
That's not funny, I'm sorry.
Well, Enya has liquid shit, and I have...
No shit.
Shit that happens once every 14 days. I've gone literally like 16 days without shitting one time.
Part of me is like, you have to be exaggerating because you...
No, I swear to fucking God. No, this is like my real life. Like, I'm not exaggerating. It's not like that every time, but I have done that before and it was fucked up. Like, it was genuinely like the worst I'd ever felt physically in my life. Like, it felt like I had 100 pounds of shit in my gut, and it just randomly one day, like, I took a laxative and it went away. But like, laxatives I am fucking petrified of, because there's a whole other story that I guess I could get into.
Yeah, I know. It's your scary story. I think the night this happened you were live texting me.
Yeah, probably. Go back 5 years. I'm still living in Texas, still dealing with constipation, undiagnosed, whatever the fuck I have. I don't know what is going on with my gut. It's the most annoying shit ever. And I haven't shit in a very long time. And it's starting to like actually like cause me pain. Like, it's starting to like hurt. So I like go downstairs, cause I know my dad has laxatives, and I'm like, Dad, like, I'm constipated, like, I need laxatives, like, to help me shit. It's so embarrassing. And my dad is, like, bigger than I am. He's, like, probably, yeah, I don't know. He's bigger than I am, and he gave me, like, his dose of laxatives that he takes. And I went upstairs, and I popped all three of these pills, and he was like, oh, no, like, you're not supposed to take all three of them. You're supposed to take one now and then one tomorrow morning and then one the next morning. And I was like, oh my fucking God. Oh my God. Oh my God. So I start like literally panicking and then I'm like, okay, like it's done. Like there's like nothing I can do about it. Just like breathe. Like you'll get through this. You'll maybe live.
You'll maybe live.
Literally. And then like 15 minutes pass and like my stomach is making like if you held a decibel reader up to it, it would be as loud as a fucking like jet engine. Like it was like the loudest like churning and like grumbling I'd ever heard in my life. And I was like, oh my fucking God.
The laxatives were literally like Fruit Ninja blending your
gut. No, exactly. It was literally because like 15 minutes go by, it's making these loud sounds. And then I just get these like sharp, like cramping pains in my stomach, which like, honestly, like as a man, like I feel like I understand what a period feels like. And like, I cannot believe y'all go through that once a month because like periods hurt.
I don't get cramps, so.
Well, like other girls out there, like I feel for
my
you.
My big fucking boobs hurt, and they get really like.
Do you need a massage?
Yeah, I need them squished. You need to massage
the little
nodules. The nodules? You mean my nipples?
So I'm sitting upstairs, and it's my stomach's churning. It's fucking like actually like starting to scare me. It's starting to hurt really, really bad, cramping, all that. And then I start getting like extremely nauseous and I'm like, oh no, like this isn't supposed to happen. Like, I don't like, why is this happening? And so I like go and I start like throwing up, like profusely throwing up. And it is.
No, you're throwing up shit.
No, yeah, literally, like I'm throwing up like shit out of my mouth. Not actually, but literally I'm throwing up shit out of my mouth and it's bright red. And like, then my ass starts to hurt and I'm like, oh my fucking God, it's coming out of my ass. And like, it's coming out. And so I sit on the toilet and nothing comes out. And then I start pissing blood. Like I'm like pissing blood, throwing up vomit, trying to shit out of my ass, like butt ass naked, sweating, the most vulnerable I've ever felt in my life. And I am like literally screaming and like, I'm like, help, like bracing up against the walls, like actually out of a comedy movie, like the worst pain I've ever felt. And like, I won't go into too much detail because like what transpired next is like some of the most humiliating shit that's ever happened to me in my entire life. I'll just have Kai like bleep it out so you understand what happened. But I like had to go on the tub of the shower and literally like my out of my because it was so impacted. And I laid there with the shower running after doing that and cried my eyes out because like it was the most dehumanizing thing of my entire life.
That is so gross.
Yeah, it's like really gnarly. And then I went on the toilet and exploded out of my ass for literally 2 hours. Like it was like so much shit just like spraying out of my butt. Like, like it was really crazy. Kai said shiz. Like I was pissing shit. Like piss. What is it?
Oh, shishing.
Shishing. Like literally pissing shit out of my butt. But I woke up the next day and I am not joking.
Like a million bucks.
No, I felt like $1 million and I felt lighter. Like I felt like I had like a pep in my step. I felt like I was walking on clouds. It was like actually insane.
You had a full body detox.
No, it was like my whole, and that's probably why my gut like flora is so fucked up. And
yeah, definitely.
Cause I like eradicated it all. Like I burned it alive. I seared it alive with my laxatives.
Dude, actually, that randomly just reminded me. So one time when I was in Honduras, when I was like maybe 6 years old, that was the sickest I had gotten in my whole life. Like where I had eczema, the skin had become so raw from like the medicine or... Are you situated?
Yeah.
Can you hear that when he moves?
Yeah.
Stop. But I don't know why I got so sick when I went to Honduras once. I don't know what it was to this day, but I literally was on my deathbed at the ripe age of like 6 or 7, and I would go every summer. But this last summer that I remember going, for some reason I like nearly fucking conked over and died. And it started as just like a normal like flu, and I was just, like, kind of bedridden every day. Like, I wasn't doing anything. Like, I would, like, lay around. I actually also, within this, I had such a bad temper as a kid. My brother and cousin were in the other room playing the PS2 on, like, the TV that was in that house. And they were all on the floor playing PS2, but they were being really fucking loud and having so much fun. And I was so sick. And I had the craziest migraines from being sick that I kept telling them to shut up because I wanted to go back to sleep and they wouldn't listen. So I literally got the fuck up, went, grabbed the PS2, picked it up and slammed it on the floor and got the demo disc stuck in there so they only could play, like, not even the demo disc. Maybe it was the demo disc, but it had Nemo, the game, on it.
So that game was fucking lit.
Yeah, it was fucking
no awesome. No one wants to have that conversation, but the Nemo game was literally, like, one of the most, like, influential games of all time. No, it was
fucking awesome. Do they do that still with kids' movies? Like, make every single one into a game? Because as kids, every single... If you look at Game Boy games, almost everyone is a fucking movie.
Or, like, a cartoon or, like, whatever.
Yeah. But that aside, basically, I just, like, kept getting sicker and sicker. And then my eczema that was on my arms got so blistered up and fucked up that I had boils on my arms that I still have, like, little divot scars from it that I would scratch and I would, like, bleed all the time. And then I started having liquid fucking shit and vomiting at the same time. Oh, that's God. What just reminded me of this is I would wake up in the middle of the night and feel so sick and run to the bathroom and, like, go to shit and then have to grab the fucking garbage can and throw up in the garbage can as I was shitting.
It's very dehumanizing, like, it coming out of both ends. Like, it's, I know. Like, it's like, it really is, like, not even dehumanizing, it's humbling. It's like, you are a human and, like, sometimes this happens and, like, you just have to, like, figure it out. We're people too.
Yeah, me and Drew, we shit and poop out our ass too.
I throw up shit sometimes, like, literal poop out of my mouth. Oh my God, that just reminded me of one time when I was, like, I was probably in, like, I want to say, like,
not as talking first about, grade. This is the bowel movement.
Yeah, so. The bowel movement. The regular bowel movement. Normalizing shit. Normalize shit. We need to normalize normalizing shit.
Normalize puke. I hate puke, though.
So, I was, like, probably in, like, first or second grade at the time. And, like, my brothers are, like a few years older than me. So, they were, like, in middle school. And they came home one day and was, like, yo, like, I cannot believe what happened today. Like, this girl, like, she threw up shit all over the place. And I was like verbatim, that's what they said. I will never forget this story.
We never turned off the AC. I'm so sorry.
Oh, yeah. I'll never forget this story. And
it's just like, that's going to get left in.
We did it last episode too. And that one before that as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But like, I'll never forget it because it was like really like a pivotal moment in my life. Like, my brother came in and was like, this girl, she threw up shit all over the place. And in my like second grade brain, I thought she literally was like throwing up turds out of her mouth. And like, I visualized that and everything. And like, I asked a question. I was like, so she like threw up poop out of her mouth. And my brothers, like, being the assholes that they are, were like, yeah, like they like hold like turds came out. And I was like, oh my fucking God, I did not know that was possible. Like, this is the craziest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. And then fast forward and I'm like entering middle school like 5 years later or whatever. And like, I finally realized like my brothers were just being fucking assholes to me. Yeah. And I like, it took me like until I was seventh grade that people didn't throw up turds out of their mouth. Like, it, they just meant like the expression, like throwing shit up everywhere.
I don't have any memories of anybody venturing through. Remember how often it was that kids threw up in like elementary school? Like, kids would just be throwing up. Did they throw mulch on the throw up?
Yeah, they threw like this powder on it.
Yeah, at my school they literally threw mulch on it.
It's like this super absorbent powder and they would like sprinkle it over it and it would smell like a mixture of like vomit and like this super chemically, like almost like that powder shit that we used to have.
Ajax.
It was like Ajax mixed with vomit and it would like swell and fill the hall. But
no, mine was,
I never threw up at school.
Mine was literally much. Oh my God, I did in middle school. I got to school and was eating my Hot Puffs for breakfast and I had PE as my first class. And all I had in my stomach was like, I almost switched to Spanish. I almost was like, un poquito de café con leche. Like, I almost, like, fully went on with my story. But all I had was, like, a little bit of, like, coffee from my, like, parents in the morning. And my hot puffs, which was a normal routine for me because I was the girl. I was amongst the girls who were eating the hot Cheetos and the hot puffs for breakfast. And then next thing I know, I'm running my laps. Actually, no, this is like ripest, maybe fourth grade.
Yeah.
Because I just remembered all the kids in my class. So this was fourth grade. I was running my laps and something came up and I threw up and I remember I was so embarrassed. I like ran to the bathroom and I was like, dude, I fucking hate myself. I can't believe that just happened. And my friends was like, no one cares. Everyone throws up. And I was like, I don't throw up.
No,
like,
that's the thing. I'm different. Like, I'm not like these other bitches. I don't throw up.
Also, one time in second grade, one of my best friends, hope she's doing good. I actually was just thinking about her the other day. I'm like, have no connection to her at all anymore because we went to different high schools and we also got into a hella beef in middle school. So we were not good friends past like fifth grade. But in second grade, we were best friends. This is so evil of me. I was such a fucking cunt at the ripe age of, like, what? How old are you in second grade? Like, 8 years old. We were all at PE, and we were sitting down. The teacher, like, spoke to us and then dismissed us to go run around and do whatever the fuck we had to do. And my friend, I'll call her, like, Claire, was, like, still on the floor, like, sitting there. And I, like, got up to walk away, and she was like, Enya. And I was like, what? And I, like, turned to her, and I looked down, and she's sitting in a puddle of her own piss. Aww. Like, she had pissed herself. And a good friend would be like, oh, my God, Claire, like,
here, fuck. Take my jacket. Like, yeah, like cover up. Yourself. Let's go to the nurse.
I'm going to go, like, tell the teacher, and we could get it figured out. Bitch, no. I turned to the fucking PE court, and I went, everyone, Claire pissed herself. And everyone came running back and circled around her and looked at her and pointed at her and laughed.
You're diabolical.
We stayed best friends, though.
Sinister.
So it's low-key her fault. Like, if I was so bad, why wouldn't she leave? Oh. She stayed with me.
That's not how that works.
Yes, it is. I was a fucking cunt. I was mean.
Do you know what Myler's Club is? Like, did y'all have Myler's Club where you would, like they would just send you during PE and they would just make you run laps the whole time?
Yes, but we didn't call it Myler's Club. That was, I don't know what it was. It was just, like...
So we had Myler's Club, and it reminded me of y'all, like, running laps or whatever. This is just completely fucking off topic and a tangent, but it's just, like, a testament of my, like, brain and how fucking smart I am and, like, how high of an IQ I have. Like, no one really talks about that. Like,
oh, my God, girl. Like, get into the fucking story.
I am a genius, and my IQ is, like, really fucking high, and it's, like, almost dangerous, and it's dangerous to be around me because it makes other people sad.
You've never taken an IQ test in your life that wasn't on the internet, so where is this coming from?
My IQ is a 90, no, my IQ is a 78. Like, it's, like, it doesn't get much higher than that.
I thought, never mind, just keep going. What's a 98 is low. Isn't that low?
It's like average, I think, or like a little below average.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I feel like I've heard people being like, I have an IQ of 130, and I'm like, I don't know what the fuck IQ means. Like, girl, shut the fuck up. Like, shut up.
I have a 78.
I don't believe what. Okay, what is IQ? It's what is that? What does that stand for?
I think it's like intellectual quotient or something.
I was gonna say, I know it's like intellectual something.
I don't know. I, like, could have made that up.
We
could
I almost like said intellectual asses. Quality.
That's my answer. It literally could be. But basically...
Could be quitty.
There is Myler's Club, and they would, like, when you would finish a lap, they would give you, like, a little wristband. Like, you know those rubber wristbands?
Yeah.
And every time you would finish a lap, you'd get one of those wristbands. Well... Myler's Club went on for like 3 months. Like, it was like from the beginning of the year and then right before winter started, so, because it got like too cold to run. And what I would do is when I would go to the dollar store, I would go and buy a bunch of those rubber bands, and then I would cheat the system and add like 6 or 7 or 8 and add 2 more miles to my thing. And I ended up in like the top 10 or something. Cheating. But
what did you get for it?
Just like pride of like being like really high up in that Myler's Club. I remember Eugene Geis won.
What did you gain?
Nothing, just pride. I remember Eugene Geis won, and he was the fast kid of the school. There was always like every school has like the fast kid.
I can't think of the fast kid. I guess there were like kids in track, but I didn't keep up with any of the sports in my school.
Yeah, it was like Eugene Geis, Len Weatherly, and
there was a brief moment where I was supposed to join the soccer team, but then I decided to go home after school and film videos of myself instead.
Oh, my God. You playing soccer instead of doing this?
It would have made my dad so happy if I was a soccer. I would not have fucking committed to being a soccer player. Are you goddamn kidding me? That was just me being bored. Like, I was like, I'm bored. I want to run around. And, like, I liked playing soccer with my dad. And then in middle school, I was playing football a lot. So I was like, soccer's a good middle ground since I can't play football and be tackled. I can still run around with balls in my hand. You feel me?
I didn't hear what you said, sorry.
Oh, wait. Actually, no, before I forget, the other thing in second grade that I have a vivid memory of doing, actually, two things. I was awful. I was, like, an awful kid. One, I went and got glasses. Like, I got my first prescription glasses, and this kid, James, accidentally knocked them off of my table. And I, in front of the whole class, was like, are you fucking stupid? And started yelling at him and being so mean to him. And I was like, pick them up. Picked them up and put them back up. And I was like, wipe them off. And I was being so mean to him. God. But I think it was a kid I already didn't like, and I was just really mean. I would also kick guys in the balls when they pissed me off, or if I knew they were being mean to other girls. Like, people would literally run away from me. Like, if a guy was mean to a girl, it would get back to him that someone told me. And after school, when we were all waiting for our parents, he would be out hiding
somewhere. You're literally, like, the superhero.
I was the Punisher. And then also, actually...
One bad thing I did as a kid is I pissed all over my brother's Nintendo 64. and I came back like a week later and it literally crystallized and it like had like crystals all over it. And people were like, who the fuck pissed on the Nintendo 64? Like, what is this? And that's my story.
Did you get caught?
I didn't get caught until I told it like a year ago on like one of those live streams we did. I like told that story and my mom was like, that was you? I still don't think my brothers know, but yeah, I, Brandon, Jared, Sam, I pissed all over y'all's Nintendo 64 and ruined all the games. Sam. Sam, in heaven, I hope you can hear me.
I don't think he's watching.
Sam the ghost behind me.
No, Sam the goat.
Yeah. R.I.P. that pussy.
Last thing before we get into like the real good topic of this episode that I did in second grade is this kid, Nathaniel, had lollipops. This was written in a planner, and this is why I remember this, because I was going through a planner before I moved, and I was like, oh my god, I was fucking evil. This kid Nathaniel had lollipops and was eating them, and I think he was on his last one, and I finally went up to him, and I was friends with this kid, and I was like, hey, do you have any more? And he was like, no, this is my last one. And I was like, are you kidding me? You're lying. And he was like, I'm not, like, please leave me alone. And I took the lollipop, put it in my mouth, and crunched it and didn't even eat it. Oh, I like spit it out. And I was so mean, and then he like cried, and I had to go up to the front and like change my card. How humiliating. I changed my card all the fucking time. Yep. I was playing green light, red light.
Yeah, dude, that shit was, I think I only literally had to change it from green to yellow once in my life. And I remember it was like actually the most heartbreaking thing that's ever fucking happened to me in my life. And I behaved ever since then. It worked on me. I was just another sheep. I was another cog in the machine. Yeah,
I
wasn't a
sheeple. I believed in being able to speak my mind, be a cunt, be rude, push kids, yell at kids.
No, I was a sheep. But also, I was a bully. Not really.
I remember one time someone got in trouble. I guess people get in trouble often for like, they were a bully in school. Bitch, most people were fucking bullies in school. We were all fucking angry.
We were children, insecure. We were all
locked up in classes for 8 hours a day with nothing to do. We didn't have iPhones.
We were all also very insecure and going through fucking puberty at the same time. Like, obviously, there's, like, raging hormones that are going to make people angry at each other and just, like, bully other kids. But I wasn't, like, a bully, but, like,
I wasn't a bully. I was just a fucking bitch. Like,
I did one thing that, like, I will literally never let myself live down. And, like, I still to this day am like, oh, like, if I have bad karma, like if something bad happens to me, it's because of what I did to that kid. But it's not even that bad. I just said I can't even say it. I said he had squades. What is that? Squirrel AIDS. And he cried, dude. And he cried his eyes out, and it was so humiliating for him. I was, like, 6 years old. I'm sorry. Like, I'm not apologizing. Leave that in. Like, I don't give a shit. And, like...
Like, when nobody gives a fuck that you said that, like...
I'm fucking sorry. I don't fucking care. Like, are you gonna...
Oh, I know. You're all gonna be so fucking mad at me. Fuck you. I don't care.
I was like, 6 years old. But, yeah, I said he had squades, me and my friend Hunter.
I've never heard squades.
No, it's something we made up. And we said he also wore OP. So this is all in one day. Like,
oh my God.
You know what OP is? The brand?
Yeah.
He wore OP, and me and we were like, I was riding the bus back home with him, and I was like, oh, you're wearing OP? What does that stand for? Oral penis? And everyone was like, oh, like, holy shit. But I think we're on good terms today. Like, I think
don't know him.
No, like, not, I mean, like, no, I kind of do.
I
like,
don't think anybody, like, for stuff like that, I think it's different when someone's like, yeah, I got, like, relentlessly bullied by one person and I was targeted every single day by this person. I think that's what bullying is. I think, like, when kids are like, yeah, I was a piece of shit, I did this, like, and then I never bothered that person again. It's like, okay, you were a piece of shit, like, and you were a kid.
All right, Hayes, if you're out there, his name is Hayes. If you're out there, I truly am sorry for that. And
no, he comes back with a huge newsletter. Like,
I'm truly sorry for that, and I still to this day think it's the reason for anything that ever bad. Like, the reason my brother died is because I said he had squids. So,
shut up. I was just thinking, like, you know how when people come forward and like, so and so did this, and like the New York Times publishes it, the Guardian publishes here. The Guardian. I don't think the Guardian is that important.
I don't know.
BuzzFeed publishes
BuzzFeed article on Drew Phillips being a bully.
Fuck, I was thinking of one other thing that I did that was so mean. I just did a lot of mean things. I was, like, just annoyed. Like, I was annoying and annoying.
You had a lot of pent-up...
Yeah,
anger. Rage.
Yeah, I never did anything that was, like, fucking unforgivable. I was just literally a raging cunt. Oh, fuck. It just almost came back to me.
One time...
One thing I did that I can't think of.
One time... So I never shit in high school. Or in middle school, and maybe that's why I have like GI tract issues now, but like one time I like in the middle of class just like pulled my pants out and down and just shit all over the floor.
you're lying. Like,
I just shit all over the floor, and like the teacher walked over and like slipped in it and landed in it, and like it like made like a wave of like it sprayed all over the kids in class, and like a few kids got E. coli, and it was like this whole debacle, and like, yeah, it was just like this whole thing.
Oh, you know what I was thinking of in high school? I was really mean to this substitute once. He was just being a fucking cunt. Like, he was being annoying. I was so mean. I was always a mean person, but that's okay, because you know what I think it is? I think it's when people are like really, really nice on the internet, and then when people find out they were pieces of shit, they're like, what the hell? But I think from the jump, like, everyone's always known I've been a piece of shit. Like,
also, who gives a fuck? Like, we were literally babies. Like, I literally don't give a shit. Like,
yeah, it's just like, of course I was mad, bitch. I was like horny and like angry and like I was all these things, but whatever. Basically, we had this substitute teacher who I think I had beef with prior because I had an online class. This was like 10th or 11th grade. I had an online class with him, and he just did not fuck with me because I was fucking annoying and everyone would be quietly working on the computer, and me and my, like, one of my best friends at the time, Karen, would be on the computer like like laughing and like being stupid and like using her like fucking phone to like take videos and like be relentlessly annoying. And I got him as a substitute for a different class, and he was being just, like, really angry, rightfully so, because, like, no one respects substitute teachers, and we were all, like, screaming and laughing and not listening to him. And then he just stands up, and this is what pushed me, because I was like, why? Now you're just lying. Because he stood up, and he was like, I'm gonna fail all of you. And I'm like, I literally just straight up was like, you can't do that. You can't even log into the fucking computer. Like, I just, like, said that to him. I was like, you can't even log into the computer. How are you gonna fail us? You're not a real teacher. Like, you're not... You're the substitute. You're not our teacher. And then he was like, oh, yeah? And then he was, like, going to act like he's logging into the computer. And I just go, you're a damn lie. Like, why are you lying? Like, I, like, straight up just was like, I said, you're a goddamn lie. And he got up and was so fucking angry, but from me saying that, got up and, like, walked over to my desk and pulled out, like, three, like, business cards, slammed them on the table in front of me, and apparently he was a priest in his free time, and he was like, I am not a goddamn lie. I am the truth. And, like, said some shit like that to
literally
me. And I was like,
me.
I am the truth.
I am the truth.
And then I was just like,
you can't handle the truth.
I was like, okay, fuck you. Like, I like said something crazy to him, and I got kicked out and sent to the principal's office, and the principal was like, please, like, don't. This is so fucked up. But I didn't know this before. He was like, please don't make him too angry because his wife just passed off a heart attack and he has heart issues. And I was like, oh. Like, okay, also, like, maybe do the priest thing, because I don't know if you're, like,
you can handle
borderline suffering a heart attack, if dealing with a bunch of, like, annoying 15-year-olds is, like, necessarily...
helping anything. One time I had a teacher that had, like, 3 heart attacks while she was a teacher. But she was an absolute, like, she was, like, the worst. And, like, I'm not saying she deserved it, but, like, if anybody deserved a heart attack, like, it was... like, it was...
Dude, I was so mean to teachers. Yeah. Obviously, now as an adult, I'm like, dude, teachers do not make nearly enough for what they go through because of people like me.
Yeah.
Like little fucking annoying kids who hate authority and are like, fuck you!
She was the art teacher, but, like, it wasn't fun art. It was, like, she made art, like, so annoying. And, like, I was, like, super into, like, drawing and, like, painting and shit. But she, like, made it about, like, famous artists and, like, very technical, and if you didn't do this certain technique, like, you failed. And I was like, girl, like, let me just fucking paint what I want to paint, and then you can just, like, grade it, or, like, just give me an A because it's fucking art class. Like, what are you... Yeah. And then she, like, had, like, 3 heart attacks, and, like, we had, like, substitutes for, like, 2 years where it was, like, kind of crazy.
I had the most substitutes when teachers would get pregnant and then just, like, disappear, so we would have a substitute every single day. And that is where, like, the most fights happened. That, like, really infamous, like, at least I have money for Mac Vine was, like, during a substitute. And it literally... Actually, I've never told the story of that, I don't think. Basically, what happened was these 2 girls in my class... I know their names, but I don't want to say them because their, like, voices are, like, known. I don't know. But these 2 girls in class, one of them I had actually known literally since 3rd grade. And I genuinely loved her so much. I'm not going to make up names because I almost just said her name.
Yeah.
But one of them I had known since elementary. And then this other girl, like, I knew her just now from high school. But she was, like, infamous for wearing makeup. And it was before wearing makeup was, like, cute and, like, a thing. Because this was, like, 2014, 2015. So if you were wearing makeup, it was, like, you're so fake. You're wearing makeup. Like, that's so whack. Like, why do you care? Whatever. But she was on that shit before anyone in my school.
Full beat.
Yeah. Full beat. Like, always had her MAC products in her bag. Would be, like, touching her shit up. Like, reapplying.
Yes.
Like Nicki Minaj pink lipstick.
Yes.
Like, that certain pink that's, like, a pinky purple. Like, that was really popular for a second. But anyways, this girl, the Matt girl, she was like, she was reading the names because the substitute at this point had literally given up on our class and didn't even want to take attendance because he hated us, or she hated us. So she stood up and she was like taking attendance, and she kept being like, shut up, like, everyone shut up. And everyone was just ignoring her. I mean, like, dude, just take the fucking attendance. You're, like, not the teacher. Like, you know everyone in the class. You could look and see if they're there. And then she got to this girl who I'd known forever's name. And she said her name and then said, shut up right after. So the girl turned her and was like, also, this girl was a fucking, like, world-class champion of fighting. So I was like, oh my God, this is not going to be good. I already knew. Because this girl had, like, fought teachers, thrown desks at teachers. Like, she was like...
she's still in class.
She was not one. I remember in sixth
throwing
grade.
Throwing desks.
In sixth grade, she literally threw a desk at a teacher. And, like, her brother was also, like, a world-class champion fighter. There were certain kids who, like... It ran in the family.
They were,
like,
bred all to be
of
fighters. Their,
yeah, they were ready to fight. Like, they had fun doing it, borderline. And this girl just turns and she's like, what? And then she was like, I said your name. And then she was like, what did you say after my name? And they started going back and forth. And then this girl who, like, didn't know this girl who I've known for a long time was really stepping up. And I was like, dude, you are, like, putting yourself, like, genuinely in the danger zone. And then... they just started yelling at each other, and everyone started holding the girl I had known for a long time, literally physically holding her back from going to this girl, because they were like, the school year just started, like, do not do this. And they just started going at it, and they, like, the girl I had known forever literally got dragged by the whole class, borderline, back out of the door, because they were like, you can't get suspended again. The school year just started. You will be expelled. Yeah, and they just, like, they never got into the physical altercation part of it, but they had beef
for,
like...
At least
I
have money for Mac, bitch.
At least I have money for Mac, bitch! It honestly, it's, like, it's a valid claim.
Yeah. But did she say, like, was she, like...
She was, like, all that fucking makeup on your face, shut the fuck up. Like, she was just being, like, I will slap you so hard, I will slap the fucking makeup off your face, and we'll see how ugly you are. Like, she was just saying crazy shit to her.
At least I have money from Mac. That's, like, a bar. Like, that's actually awesome.
It's true. But I guess also, like, I didn't know how expensive Mac was. I was, like, I'm... Okay. Like, I guess you do have something. But yeah, should we get into the notes app? Because I can literally go on for, like, childhood stories forever. As I'm sitting here, I'm realizing, like, it is insane. We've spent half of our lives in school, so most of the stories I have from my life right now, not right now, but most of my stories are me in school.
Yeah, because, like, literally most of our life, like, actually 60-80% of our life has been in school.
Oh, I miss
school. I know, I miss high school. Like, I miss school. Every time I bring that up, people around me are like, okay, super senior. Also, something else I want to fucking do really bad is go to, like, a high school football game. Like, I want to, like, go and, like, live the high school football game experience and, like, just, like, I love the energy there.
Never once went to a high school game. Interesting. I went to, like, one pep rally and then I stopped going.
That's, like, the only thing you could fucking do in my hometown since it's literally microscopic.
Yeah, I just was like, ugh, it's too much. I don't care.
Should we get into the crux of this episode?
Yes.
So Inya last night was like, we were like coming up with podcasts, like topics, and she was like, something we should fucking do is like go through our notes app and just find like the most cryptic, weird fucking like notes that we have taken down, and just read them to each other and get our reactions. Cause like, it gets fucking dark. Like, it gets weird.
Yeah, no, some of them I literally was like, dude, I can't read that. That's so sad. It was, like, making me sad, but some of them were just making me crack the fuck up. And what made me think of it is, like, Elisa uses her notes app the way Steve Jobs intended. Like, Elisa goes in and she, like, writes notes, and, like, if she finds things on the internet, she'll, like, save the link and add it to her notes and, like, give a description of what it is. Like, it's fully the way a notes app should be used. And then me and Drew's, wait, we have one that's so similar.
It's scary.
Go to the one that we were like, you showed it to me.
I have
it. And I had the like parallel version.
Okay, so one of my notes says, period, I'm unnoticed, space H.
When was that taken?
I have no idea. Like probably like 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
Oh, dude, I screenshotted all mine with the time and date.
Oh, yeah, I didn't do that.
Mine, that is the parallel of that, is March 4th, 2020 at 6:52 p.m.
Very random time. My fucking birthday.
Oh, my God, it is. I say, I'm the bystander. I don't know what that means. I don't, like...
So fake deep. I'm unnoticed and I'm the bystander. So like, can we shut the hell up? Like, us being really sad and, like, I don't know. My next note is Gypsy Rose Everdeen costume. Because I had this idea where I was like, okay, Katniss Everdeen, Gypsy Rose, an amalgamation, yeah. Like, so Gypsy Rose with like a bow and arrow.
that would have to be the mix because Gypsy needs help.
Literally.
Also, before I forget, this has nothing to do with the topic, but can we go to Spirit Halloween after we film?
Yeah.
Awesome. I want to leave that in also. I itch. Oh, here's a good one for me. Christmas Eve, 2:53 a.m. So I guess I haven't lived Christmas Eve's day, but this is 2018. I make my.
Okay.
Well, I don't know who walked in and stopped me. Like, I don't know.
I make my.
Also, I think the notes app time changes based on where you are. And on Christmas Eve, I would be in Miami. So this is actually 6:53 a.m. Miami time. So I don't, or 5:53 a.m. So I don't know what I was up to.
Crazy. Well, I have one. It's our people are our dreams. And it's in bold.
My next one is in bold too, and it's literally December 14th, 2019 at 3:25 a.m. I think I don't know if I was here or where. I think I was here. I said, I want to kill you.
Probably talking about me.
I have a lot like that. I have a lot like that when someone's really making me angry. And I've now learned in my adulthood to like just be like, all right, this anger will pass. I'll go into my notes app and I have like a daunting amount that are just like, kill you. Like, I will kill you. I hate you.
Oh my God.
Shut up. Like, and just like ones like that.
Okay, this is like actually really scary. And y'all will like, after I read this out loud, y'all, everything will change. I'm like 100% positive. Idea about dreams. What if dream world and waking world are totally different realities and we experience dreams are real and happening in a different reality? I'm guessing I woke up and I wrote this immediately. As we fall asleep, our dream selves wake up. And when we wake up, our dream self falls asleep.
What?
They can't remember what experienced in our reality just as it's foggy to remember what dreams self-experience in reality.
Okay.
Like I said, it changes everything.
It kind of makes sense.
Do you kind of get it?
Yeah, like, I get it. Like, the me who goes to sleep is actually me the next day waking up.
Exactly.
And then the day I live today is like my other realm self's dream.
Exactly.
And maybe that's why sometimes we're like, our days are just blending. I have no idea what I did today.
Maybe that's like, it could explain some deja vu.
Well, on May 5th, 2020, I said very horny, would like to fuck. At 11:52 p.m.
That's like you were passing that note to me.
Honestly, I do have like a really funny interaction of me and Drew in 2018. Oh my god, October 7th, almost like exactly 3 years ago. This was, we were on our way to a tour date, and I was always so pissy traveling. Like, I like hated traveling because I was just always upset, I don't know, and uncomfortable. But this is like back and forth. We should read it. I think this is me, and then it goes on. I just woke up oily. I can't connect to Wi-Fi, and I'm so fucking cold. I want to die. Drew was in the seat behind me, I remember.
Boo-hoo, cry me a fucking river. Is little baby gonna cry? Wow, this six-year-old next to me is more grown than you. Grow up. Shake my head.
Okay, but actually, how long you think till we land? Because I'm so mad about how cold and bored I am, and my tummy hurts so bad. And then Drew just said,
45 minutes.
And then he said,
Finish edit video, maybe. I can't because I literally can't do anything because shake at how cold I am. Like, my nipples hurt.
I'm like, my nipples hurt from being hard for the past 30 minutes. And SMH. Oh, and then you're like, SMH, I'm sweating. Then you said the kid next to me just farted so loud, but it also awoken something inside of me. Like, I want to have a kid. He fell asleep on me. It's so cute. I said, aw, OMG. And that was the
I
end of
it. I want a little child. Okay, well, this one says, I think I had a seizure tonight. November 19th, 2020.
April 6th.
1:17 a.m. Really? And then I go into, like, detail, but I won't read it.
April 16th, 2017, 2:34 p.m. Why everyone so goddamn ugly? I don't know if I was showing that to someone or... Oh, I have a dream.
Why? The ego is the blueprint for dysfunction. Cryptic, fake, deep. Like, I was really in my feels, I bet. I was really like, oh, this is like a bar.
You were trying to give yourself ego death.
Yeah, probably.
July 15th, 2020. I think this is a dream because it's at 9:17 a.m. Had to kill people in this weird abandoned dystopian. Orion had to kill me, but it wasn't me. She couldn't do it. I got high on opioids and loved it. Felt so free and good. Then Orion became someone else. Really sweet man who I was in love with, but he had to kill me now. And he couldn't. And we were so sad. And he was taking long.
Oh my gosh.
I have like really gnarly nightmares where I can't read them.
Yeah. I have this one. It says, I hear if you say Charli D'Amelio's name in the mirror 5 times, she pops up. I see Charli D'Amelio. Oh, yeah. That's literally it. I hear if you say Charli D'Amelio's name in the mirror 5 times, she pops up. Like, Charli D'Amelio.
D'Amelio. Well, I have braids with Beanie. At 2:25 a.m. So, I don't know what that means. Maybe, like, it was a little style idea. Not very innovative.
This one's actually pretty cool. Things I don't understand. 1, record players, CDs in general. 2, computer parts and how they were made. 3, Wi-Fi. 4, cameras. 5, that other people are alive and that I'm not the only person living and everyone else is just an NPC.
So you don't understand any technology?
No, like I understand technology, but like, okay... Someone tried to actually explain Wi-Fi to me. That does not make sense.
No, yeah, I like...
Like, try to explain fucking camera. Try to explain that to me. Like, how is that happening right now? Like, it's recording? Like, what is that? That doesn't make sense.
I'm pretty sure it's, like, the... There's, like, a reflection situation happening because it's, like, the idea... No, I'm not kidding.
I know there's, like, mirrors inside of it, yeah. But, like, how is it transcribing it onto a fucking SD card?
Oh, there's little people in there drawing us every...
No, place. That is, like, easier... That's a way more understandable explanation than, like...
No, I get that because, like, thing. I actually don't... I also don't understand how anything works. Like, I hate when people are trying to explain to me, oh, like, better, like, computers or something to get. I'm like, no, I'm like very simple minded. I've already decided I'm like an Apple tech girl, or like these are the brand of cameras I like. But I don't understand. Yeah, I don't understand. You know what I think about a lot is like cameras. Dude, my brain right now is on fire. You know what I think about a lot is cameras. Are they going to start looking better? Or how have we met the peak? Because I'm sure people in like 2001 were like, dude, we've hit the peak. Like this looks so like photorealistic. But I genuinely believe we are going too far with cameras. I'm like, all right, they don't have like.
They're going to make x-ray cameras and I'm going to like use that.
I hate that getting Kai to laugh that hard. Like Kai like just let out his whole fucking lung set of breath.
But yeah, try to explain fucking CD players. Like I understand there's like a little groove, like, and it's following the grooves.
I don't know if that's the same thing for bumping. CDs, because I don't see any like vinyls, you can see the grooves. I think CDs literally read like data, CD players.
Like, what the fuck does that even mean though?
Well, there's a laser in there and it like scans the data.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Like,
that yeah, no, I don't understand any of that shit. And don't you dare fucking get in our comments to try to explain that.
No,
shit.
Do it.
I won't read it. Fuck you.
Do it. Explain it. Bitch. I want to see you explain it. And don't get on fucking Google and copy and paste the Google fucking thing, because I've already done that. No, explain it in like human terms. Like, make it understandable for me.
In human words.
Yeah, explain like I'm five. And then like computer parts. Like, really?
Yeah, I don't understand. Like, when I see like, you know, the parts of a computer and someone's like wiring them and like doing like a mod, I'm like, you were just playing. You
like, really? Playing like, we put electricity through this and then it makes the access to the internet? Like, no. This is like, all like, okay, a simulation and it's fake.
SD cards, like, I could fucking eat that shit. Like, I could crunch it up in my mouth and like, how is that thing that I can like, it's so malleable, how is that carrying so much information?
Do you think they're gonna sell our, like, you know how we can like go through and look at like letters from people like 2000 years ago and we're like, whoa, like, do you think that's gonna be the same like in 2000 years where they're like, oh, like, look at their texts?
I fucking hope not. I would come back to life and kill myself.
I mean, it's probably gonna happen.
Actually, yeah, because then I'd get more attention and pity. People would be like, oh my God, she did suffer.
She was,
but then
like
people would be like, oh, she was gross. Like,
she was horny.
Yeah, I'm a horny girl. Like, get with it. Girls can be horny too.
Actually?
Yeah.
Wait, really?
Drew, yes.
Wait, so girls poop and get horny?
Yeah. And jerk off.
People, no.
Yeah.
girls tell me all the time, girls don't get horny. Like, that's just why, like, girls don't have sex.
Is it because girls don't get horny around you, so someone's trying to make you feel better about that?
No. No.
Me saying girls don't have sex, you're like, no.
Pokemon Stadium Nintendo 64 game, but on iPhone. Basically, copy all mini game components. Me really just, like, shaking the world, like, with these notes.
The thing about my notes is either it's, like, cryptic, really fucking sad shit, or me typing out, like, a really long thing that I need to like say to my therapist because I like need to make sure my words are being understood, or it's like me writing out really long texts I'm gonna write out because I don't want someone to see me typing for so long and being a freak. And then what it is like really weird random like to-do list that I never ever look at the next day. Like, genuinely,
I do that in my journal. All of my
to-do lists are happening at 1 to 3 a.m. and I'm like, all right, here's what I need to do tomorrow. Never once have I woken up and been like, oh my God, you know what I need to do? Check my to-do list. Like, it just doesn't happen. And then I'll rewrite the same to-do list like 8 times in a row. And then I'm like, whatever, I'm not going to do it.
Breaking into creators' homes is another one.
If I could break into a creator's home, I don't know who I would break into. No one has a house that I'm like, yas. That's like, I need to.
All influencers have ugly, gross homes and they have no taste and they need help.
It's the post-Kardashian delusion. Like, I swear, like, a bunch of people on the internet live in a post-Kardashian world, like, dystopian, weird, like, marble, tile, like, freak world.
Sterile, contemporary, modern, like, I'm sorry, you're not happy.
Did you not live in a home?
Yeah, you're not happy in that house, and you genuinely like need to just like get a homey house, and like maybe you'll feel happier. But also maybe I'm
let's
saying that
wood.
Like we. What do you mean? Ooh. Yes.
Let me see your wood.
And then I got inside a mirror sphere. Make a sphere that I can get inside of, coat the inside with reflective mirror paint.
If it's a, if
you could see the
of
back
mirrors.
Of your head.
There's things like that, Drew. They're like literally every pop-up in LA does something like that. And then
no, but it's like a square. I'm talking sphere, like an orb. You like go inside. It's all mirrors on the inside. Like if you think about it, you would be able like to look forward and see the back of your head. Like it, now y'all are thinking about it and you're like,
I'm not, you are. What I'm thinking about is in the squares you can do that.
You can't see the back of your head.
Yes, you can.
In the fucking corner, I'm saying look forward, like directly forward.
Is that actually how that would work?
Yes, it's like literally like breaking the fucking reality. Like it doesn't
then
make
do
sense.
Do it, bitch.
I like will. I'll prove everybody wrong. Everybody's always doubting me.
Who is everybody?
All my fucking haters praying for my downfall, watching this shit right now.
The thing is, you cause your own downfall all the time. Like you being like last episode, like y'all were praying for my downfall. Like no, bitch, you did that to yourself.
Oh damn, there's some really dark shit in these notes.
I know that I'm like I had a hard time finding funny ones because I was like I have really funny ones, but like there's just a lot of just like really fucked up shit. Does it ever make you wonder all the good times pass you by? I think that's a lyric that I wrote down that I heard in a store.
The good times roll.
Fan, oh, this is a dream. Fan came up and sing to us in hopes of getting signed. We laugh. Fan tried to cancel us for being rude.
Cool.
You're such a fucking cunt. I did not do that when like you said iPhone Pokemon game. Like there
yeah,
are
you
fucking
did.
iPhone Pokemon
you
games.
Did.
No, I laughed in unison with you.
You laughed at me.
I'm gonna punch you in the fucking face, you stupid fucking cunt, bitch.
This one is my last one and we'll end on like a semi-sad note. I don't even know how to interpret this. My glasses keep disappearing and I think Sam is involved.
Oh my god. Wait, should I read the ones about my mom? No, they're really sad.
So basically I was probably...
You were losing your mind. You thought Sam was like coming... I got bad news. Sam wasn't touching your glasses.
He was a ghost. Sam is a ghost. So that was the episode.
Yeah.
Let's do media.
Let's do your mom. Sorry,
my mom died 3 days ago.
Literally me, when my mom died and I literally didn't tell anybody. And I was like, it's like the audio where it's like, my mom died 3 days ago and I got in a car accident and then I have to have eye surgery.
My car flipped 3 times on the way home.
Okay, I'll go first, bitch, because you're taking for fucking ever. Somebody told me to add Emily Marco TikToks to the media. I don't know how to say her name. I tried to look up her name the other day as like Erica. I don't know her name. But actually, not to wave the like I've been here first flag, but I literally used to watch her when she was like on YouTube doing like Reformation Hall. So she's a new face to y'all, but that's been my girl since like 2018. We don't have to make it a competition though.
Okay, my first song, and maybe no, I've just been really into like ambient music recently, like really just like bells and dings and just like sounds and drones and shit. So I like been going through my like ambient playlist, and still like one of my favorite ambient songs is One Day by Nobukazu Takemori.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just like a really solid song. But like keep in mind it is literally just like beeps and boops. Like it's there's nothing there. There's no substance, but I can listen to it 1,000 times because it feels like what's going inside of my head all the time.
And then
I like Still Space by Satoshi Ashikawa.
I like
my two songs and you don't get a movie this week. Fuck you.
Damn, like that. I started Squid Games. I only finished the first episode. That's what I've been watching. I only got the first episode done. And then I've been watching The Simpsons and I'm like, oh yeah, let me talk about the fucking episodes I've seen. There's literally a million. Good, like, it's The Simpsons. But I've been watching like earlier seasons. Yeah, whatever. And yeah, whatever. Then
whatever.
My audio media is Baby This Love I Have by Minnie Riperton, Can't Fuck With Me by Trick Daddy, Little Spacey by Cocktoo Twins, and I'm gonna cut it at 3 because I go overboard every time. Yeah. Fuck you.
I mean, I don't even want to give that away yet.
No, don't.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
What we watched last night with Elsie?
No, we have to finish that before we, like, really go in depth.
Yeah. Maybe that's a whole episode. Well, that was this episode of Emergency Intercom. Thank you guys for watching. We'll see you next week. Unless maybe. We die in a car
yeah.
crash.
Yeah, maybe.
Or in a plane crash.
Don't be so sure you're going to see us.
Because a plane or something could crash into our house and explode it into a million
yeah,
pieces.
Yeah, you should always, every time you see us, you should look at us like it's your last time. And every time you see our video, you should click on it because it might be your last
Kai,
time.
Kai, if we die before this is uploaded, upload it.
Yeah.
And just this clip. And just let people know that we manifest the world. The house down.
All right. Boots, mama, slay. Yes, tea, wig, sis.
Bye. Hi. Hello. My love
has come along. Is that what you're singing?
Yeah.